are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl Janon right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope that everybody has been having a fantastic day and a phenomenal week so far. Happy first day of spring! Yes! And I know it's a little bit hard to believe, honestly, especially if you live in the Guelph and nearby regions or just Southern Ontario in general, because if you take a look outside your window right now, you'll probably understand why. We have a lot of snow, and I know it's a little bit bizarre at this time of year, especially on the first day of spring. I feel like Mother Nature, you know, is just trying to give us a little bit of a like a last minute winter sort of sprinkle. And you know what? Nonetheless, we should be grateful, because anything that Mother Nature blesses us with is beautiful and should be respected and valued. So, you know, no denying that. But I mean, Mother Nature, if you're listening to this right now, can you please give us a little bit more sunshine and let the flowers bloom, maybe? Because I mean, you know, first day of spring. Anyways. Oh my goodness. Honestly, I feel like this particular topic resonates more with me, like specifically because I've told you guys I'm Persian, and first day of spring equals Persian New Year, aka Nowruz. Side note, happy Nowruz to everybody celebrating. It is honestly the most wonderful time of the year. That being said, with Nowruz, like if you're in the motherland, you will understand, like the vibes are just so springy and like the grass is green, the flowers are blooming. It's immaculate vibes, basically. So when it snows, naturally, there's a little bit of a disappointment. But hey, what can you do? Anything that Mother Nature blesses us with is beautiful nonetheless. That being said, though, I really do want to take this moment and this platform to wish everybody celebrating Nowruz a beautiful year ahead. Honestly, you know, I did a lot of manifestations last night, and I really hope that this new year brings everybody a lot of love, peace, health, prosperity, and, you know, the ability to be able to embark on any task that you put your mind into. And I know that's a very specific thing to be manifesting, but honestly, that's where the money's at, pretty much. Sometimes, do you ever have these moments that you're like, you know what, I have this really amazing idea. However, I, one, don't have the resources for it, or two, I don't have the time for it, or just the stamina for it, or whatever. So with this particular manifestation, I really tried to kind of neutralize those points and overcome that, hopefully. So I really hope that for everybody listening to this out there, whether you celebrate Nowruz or not, I really hope that moving forward, you are able to attract these amazing energies towards yourself, and you are able to put your mind into whatever it is that you're really passionate about, that, you know, passion project that you've been thinking about for so long. I really hope that you actually embark on it and you actually make it happen, because let me tell you, you know, from personal experience, it's honestly one of the best feelings in the world, knowing that you not only did something that you were truly passionate about, but it's, but you actually finally did it. Like, you actually got it done, and you got through that hump and you actually got it done. So moving forward, I really hope that a lot of you can bring in that energy into your lives and can take that to your own advantage. And on that note, not to do a little bit of a self plug right here, But speaking of passion projects, I actually recently launched a new radio show. Holla. Yes, snap, snap, snap. It's actually called From Diaspora with Love, and it is a music show here on CFRU 93.3 FM. It is broadcasted on Tuesdays from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And as you might tell from the title of the show, it has a lot to do with the diaspora population. Specifically, I wanted to highlight amazing music that's been put out by Iranian artists across the world, because I myself live in the diaspora. And, you know, as somebody who has lived in the diaspora for most of their life, there are certain things that you grow up around, and, you know, in all honesty, you're not really fully resonating with the culture back home, but you're not also fully resonating with the culture in the West. It's like something in between. You're pretty much a hybrid of the two cultures. And I know that I'm definitely not the only person experiencing this. And, you know, creating this show, I really wanted to highlight that and celebrate those elements through music. So I really hope that, I mean, if y'all are interested, definitely give it a listen. Once again, every Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. here at CFRU, From Diaspora with Love. Let me know what you think. I know it's very much different than the sort of content that we put out here on TKO, but hey, you know, you gotta diversify. And honestly, it's been such a passion project of mine. And I only made the first episode very recently. And the first episode was broadcasted yesterday to celebrate Nowruz, Persian New Year. And yeah, I mean, it's been great. And I'm really excited to put out more content for that. So yeah, a little bit of a self-plug. But if y'all are interested, definitely give it a listen. All right, so we talked about spring, we talked about the snow outside, we talked about From Diaspora with Love. If I have to be totally 100% honest with you guys, this past week, I feel like I hadn't been able to fully catch up with everything that's been happening in the world of combat sports, although I've been trying my best to catch up with major news updates and, you know, things that I really want you guys to know about. And so today we're going to be talking about some fight announcements, some fight breakdowns for this upcoming weekend. And yeah, we'll see where the day kind of takes us. And yeah, I'm really excited. I actually want to start off the show by talking about this fight announcement that's been said recently for a amazing boxing match that I, like, when I saw this news announcement about this boxing match announcement, I, like, my knees buckled. I was like, hold up, wait a minute. I need to take a seat and I need a glass of water. What's happening, you know? So in case y'all haven't heard, yes, I'm jumping right into it. Boom, boom, boom. You heard it here first. Jorge Masvidal on retires to face Nate Diaz in a boxing match. Can you believe that? Oh my goodness. I lost my voice. No, not really. But yeah, from all the excitement that I have about this particular matchup, my vocal cords are giving out. My knee is buckling. I mean, thankfully, I'm already sat down, but you guys know, if you've been listening to the show long enough, y'all know Jorge Masvidal is my dude, man. Jorge Masvidal is my all-time favorite MMA fighter. Not only that, since the time that he has retired from mixed martial arts, like him actually fighting in fights, I still, like, follow up with everything that he has to offer in the world of combat sports. I know that he's ventured out into having his own promotion company. It's called Game Bread Boxing and Game Bread Bare Knuckle Fighting. So I've been following up with his new ventures that way. But honestly, to see Jorge Masvidal fight once again, it's like The Combat Sports gods, they're so kind. They're blessing us with this amazing matchup. And they're blessing us with Jorge Masvidal getting the opportunity to fight once again. And it's just, it feels so surreal. And not just any opponent. He's going to be fighting off against Nate Diaz. So if you don't remember what happened between Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal back in the day, as of a few years ago, Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz fought for the BMF belt. For obvious reasons, I cannot spell out that acronym on the radio, but let's say it was for championing. Is that a word? I just made it up. To crown the baddest man on the planet, MMA style, fighting style, okay? And they made a huge deal out of that. It was the first fight that the UFC had for the BMF belt. Because, obviously, it's not a legitimate title. But the UFC, seeing how much traction Jorge Masvidal brought to the UFC and Nate Diaz on the other side, too, they were like, why not combine the two? And, in all honesty, let's be real. These guys are not, like, the best out there technique wise. However, we're talking about their sportsmanship, when we're talking about their hearts when they're going into fights, when we're talking about their level of trash talking and just their street fighter mentality. These guys are probably the toughest guys out there in the UFC. Well, at the time, right? So the UFC thought, why not introduce this brand new belt called the BMF belt to champion the baddest man on the planet? So that was how the BMF belt came to be. Now, since then, many folks have fought for that title because neither Nate Diaz and nor Jorge Masvidal are in the UFC anymore. But the BMF legacy lives on. But only thanks to Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz, who were able to give us such an amazing first fight for this BMF belt, right? Anyways, I digress. So that's how the whole feud between Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal came about. Now, they went to the extent of having Dwayne The Rock Johnson, like, stand in between the two guys, separate them during the face-off, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson giving the BMF belt to the winner of this bout and all that. It was a huge show. I get goosebumps talking about it to this day. So anyways, the BMF times are long gone, and times have gone on. Life goes on. Nate Diaz retired, and so did Jorge Masvidal. But history did not forget about the amazingness that these two guys brought into the octagon. Now, I know that recently we have been seeing a lot of random boxing fights between people who are not really supposed to be boxing each other in the first place. For example, and I'm not, I swear I'm not going to get into this. I really try my best to not get into this further. But for example, think about the recent matchup that's been announced between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Like I said this on our previous episode as well, these two guys have no business fighting each other. Period. And by that, I mean, specifically, Jake Paul has no business boxing against Mike Tyson. Anyways, that's a whole different story for a whole nother day. But all of that being said, to confirm that, we've been seeing a lot of weird boxing matchups happen recently to bring viewership into boxing. And if not talk about that, let's talk about the fight that we had very recently between the former heavyweight champion of the UFC, Francis Ngannou, fight off against the former heavyweight boxing champion, Anthony Joshua. Like, this one was more justified because, both guys are really phenomenal athletes and it was more justified athletically anyways, but still, Francis Ngannou was not he's not a professional boxer per se. Like, he is a phenomenal MMA fighter, but in my opinion, I feel like he should not want to just randomly jump into boxing. His background is MMA, so I feel like he should really try to make things work out for him more in MMA. Anyway, so all that being said, there's a lot of weird boxing fights being announced recently, and this fight has been announced as well. Now, do I think that this fight is justified in boxing? Absolutely not. I mean, you guys, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm so hyped for this fight to see these two individuals face off against one another. Like, I would pay money to see these guys fight each other in a backyard, okay? Like, I don't care if it's boxing. I don't care if it's MMA, if it's combat jiu-jitsu, if it is amateur karate, if it's just like a like a power slap competition. I would do anything to see these two guys fight once again, no matter the context, okay? But is a boxing fight justified? I'm not really too sure about that. That being said, I'm the biggest Jorge Masvidal fan, in case I haven't already specified that. And Nate Diaz, I mean, Stockton 209, represent California. You already know. This man, he is the chillest dude out there. But also, he is an absolute monster whenever the cage doors close behind him and he has to fight whatever opponent he has in front of him. Oh, man, it is going to be one hell of a fight. And I can't believe that I spent half the show talking about this fight, but also not really talking about this fight, but talking about the hype behind this fight. But anyways, that goes to show that this is how big this fight is going to get. And I feel like it's going to bring in a lot of viewership, actually. And yeah, so this fight has been confirmed for 2024, but more detail to follow when the folks actually confirm their contracts. And yeah, so we'll see what the future holds for us. And I'm gonna see if there has been a date for this actually as of right now. Oh my god, okay, so actually I do have a date for you guys. I don't know why I totally forgot about this. It is actually happening on June 1st, so perfect timing. I feel like, you know, summertime, grab your favorite beer, just amazing vibes. I already know that this is going to be a phenomenal fight. And just a little bit more detail about the bout itself. It is set to be a light heavyweight fight. I don't know why more people aren't talking about this fight. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be absolutely amazing. So light heavyweight in boxing is actually 175 pounds, which is not like that far away in weight divisions compared to what these guys used to fight at back in their MMA days. So yeah, pretty similar. So I feel like the performance that we will be seeing from both guys will be quite similar, and like the dynamics will be very similar to how they were back in the day when they were doing their MMA fight, because those fights were also around this weight. It was actually around 170 pounds. They were fighting in the welterweight division, but now it's 175 pounds. And also boxing rules, and it's a professional boxing match. Woo! Okay, I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited for this fight. And as the fight approaches, I'll definitely keep you guys updated more on what's going to go down. And if anything unexpected comes up, which I hope nothing does. But yeah, it seems like everything's set to go. And yeah, I don't know why I thought like they hadn't announced a date for it yet, but to fully have it confirmed here, as per Ariel Helwani, who is a very our bestie in sports media, and you know, updating us with the breaking news out there in the world of combat sports. When he says that it's happening, it's probably happening. So I trust Ariel Helwani. Shout out to him. So once again, Nate Diaz, Jorge Masvidal, boxing fight happening this June 1st, in Inglewood, California. Bruh. Okay, I don't know why it feels like I'm reading this for the first time. But also, hey, you're getting my live reaction as I'm giving you all these updates. So Inglewood, California. So you know what that means? That means that this is strictly in Nate Diaz's territory because, like I said, Nate Diaz from Stockton, California. But hey, California, you already know these dudes, like, you know, they're going to bring in their fandom to Inglewood, and Jorge Masvidal's from Miami. So if the fight were to happen somewhere in Florida, I feel like the crowd would be rooting more for Jorge Masvidal. But because this is happening in California, I feel like this would, I don't know why they thought to have it in Inglewood. I feel like they should have had it somewhere neutral, like in Kansas City or something, but, or Vegas. I feel like, why not Vegas? Yeah, I'm questioning that right now. But anyways, it's gonna be lit. You already know the crowd is going to be fire. The fact that it's happening in California, Nate Diaz fans, don't mess around. So that's gonna be really, really exciting as well. But yeah, don't forget, this fight's happening June 1st. Nate Diaz, Jorge Masvidal boxing fight, Inglewood, California. All right. So I'll update you guys more about that in the upcoming weeks if anything else comes up. But yeah, I just wanted to share my excitement with you guys because I love both guys. And I, you know, I don't think it's like a boxing fight is justified, to be honest. But honestly, who cares? We just love to see these two guys fight. Period. Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about some fights that we have coming up this upcoming weekend. So this Saturday, March 23rd, we have a UFC fight night happening in the UFC Apex Center in Las Vegas. We got Amanda Ribas fighting off against the former strawweight champion in the UFC, Rose Namajunas. Thug Rose. Wow, I haven't seen Thug Rose fight in a hot minute. And to everybody's surprise, she is actually going to be fighting off in a flyweight division, so 125 pounds. Because she usually fights at 115 pounds, and now it seems like she's trying to put on some weight to move up the weight division to fight against Amanda Ribas. This fight is going to be very, very exciting to watch, though. Nonetheless, we saw that Rose Namajunas, like, she had an amazing run back in the day when she was still in the strawweight division. She, like I said, she was a champion. She beat Joanna Jędrzejczyk back in the day, 2018. And then, unfortunately, she lost her title to Jessica Andrade. And she became the champion again. Like, that, she had her moment. It was so beautiful to watch. And then, hold on, wait a minute. She lost it again to Zhang Weili. And the division goes on and on and on. Like, things have been switching around so much in the strawweight division, and there's been new talent in that division, and I feel like Thug Rose, like, did a really interesting evaluation of that weight division and just thought to herself, well, do I have any more business staying in this weight division here, or can I possibly challenge myself more and try to venture out and try new things by stepping up a weight division? That's exactly what she did by going up to the flyweight division, because now she's fighting off against Amanda Ribas at 125 pounds. Talk about Amanda Ribas. Amanda Ribas, she is nobody to underestimate here. She is the type of gal who will surprise you with the most unorthodox moves that lead to finishes. Specifically to mention, her most recent fight, she won against Luana Pinheiro through a TKO by a spinning wheel kick and punches. I love to see women do their thing in MMA, especially when it's amazing finishes like this. Love to see it. And Amanda Ribas, something that's so specific about her is that she always has such amazing attitude, y'all. Like, doesn't matter win or lose, this woman, she does not care. Like, she's only out there to put on her best performance. And she has a great work attitude. Like, I've never seen her, you know, put on like weird attitude or like be sassy or anything after losses. Even though I gotta say, you know, looking at her 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 recent fights, she has won fights in an alternate weight. Like, every other fight she's only won And every other fight she has actually lost, unfortunately. But again, that being said, her mentality doesn't get destroyed and she has a lot of heart, and that doesn't ever stop her from putting out her absolute best performance. So kudos to her. And honestly, I mean, not to say that, you know, I'm trying to be like superstitious or something, but you know how I said like every other fight she's been winning? Well, her last fight was a win. Does this mean that this is going to be a loss? Well, I don't want to be superstitious like that. I think it all depends on how prepared she is coming into this fight. I think she in particular has a particular advantage against Thug Rose, because Thug Rose, like, she, I feel like she's really fluid in fights. I've never seen Thug Rose be super duper aggressive in fights. She's very, like, she reminds me of like the last Stylebender, like, you know, just like she looks like she is just in a whole different dimension. Like she's very chill, very fluid with her movements, very cool. Amanda Ribas, though, she is definitely the more powerful fighter. She her strikes are incredibly powerful, and like I said, like in her last fight, she finished her opponent in a very, very dominating way. And hey, who knows, like maybe the same thing will happen here again. But that fight was in November, like this past November, so you know, who knows like what's gonna happen this time. I feel like if anything, maybe she's tried to stay in shape since November, because compared to Rose Namajunas, who's had back-to-back losses, I feel like the fact that Amanda Ribas is coming off a win, like her headspace is in a good spot, and you know, she finished through such a dominating way, so I feel like more odds are in her favor in this case, if that makes sense. All in all, I'm really proud of the UFC for having a bout that's being headlined by two amazing women fighters in the UFC. And I'm really excited to see how things are going to go down on fight nights. Either way, good luck to both ladies. And let's see. Let's see. Time will tell what will happen. We'll talk about this fight more on our next episode. All right. I'm just looking at the clock right now. Unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to CFRU.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl Janon right here. And this is TKO. Peace out.